think about it, there must be a higher love down in the heart, hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Look inside your heart, I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk blind, we try to see, falling behind in what could be. Bring me your higher love. Bring me your higher love. Oh, bring me your higher love. Where's that higher love I keep thinking of? Worlds are turning and we're just hanging on, facing our fear and standing out there alone, yearning, and it's real to me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk blind and we try to see, falling behind what could be, yeah. Bring me your higher love. Bring me your higher love. Oh, bring me your higher love. I could rise above on a higher love. I will wait for it. Too late for it. Until then, I'll sing my song to cheer the night along. Yeah.
Here we go.
I could light the night up with my soul on fire. I could make the sun shine from pure desire. Let me feel that love come over me. Let me feel how strong it could be. Oh,
let's go. Yeah.
Bring me your higher love. Bring me your higher love. Oh, bring me your higher love. Bring me your higher love. Yeah. Bring me your higher love. Oh. Bring me your higher love. Oh. Bring me your higher love. Bring me your higher love.
Eric Gordon's in the house today.
Good morning. My name is Michael Showalter, and I am humbled to serve as your representative to the Unity Board of Trustees. First, I'd like to relay our thanks. So Reverend Pat sends his gratitude and appreciation for all of your prayers and cards and flowers he's received while recovering from knee surgery. So thank you for all of those well wishes. We share a common vision, and that is to celebrate a world transformed. And our approach to transforming that world can be found in our mission. And namely, our mission is to inspire and empower full expression of the divine within you through prayer, education, and service. And for some of you, that mission, I look out here and I think that's going to be a pretty easy mission. And for others of us, I think, well, that's going to take a little bit of work. And so every week at Unity Minneapolis, there are opportunities for you to continue your personal transformation. And here are just some examples of the opportunities to avail of yourselves. First, today is our labyrinth, continuing our labyrinth walk visits. They continue today with the Global Harmony Labyrinth at Como Park. The weather's clearing up. It will be gorgeous outside, and the Unity bus departs at 12:30 if you'd like to walk along and ride along and experience that at Como Park. Back to school's coming, and it's time for our annual backpack and school supplies collection for the families served by PRISM. So we're grateful for your gifts for new backpacks or school supplies delivered over here to the side pews throughout the month of July. So just throw them up there and very much appreciate that. Lori Dockin and Rachel Holder return for another At 5 on Friday this week. So please join them on the patio here at Unity Minneapolis or via Facebook Live for uplifting music and good company. On July 30th, Reverend Phil Smedstad will provide our Sunday lesson, Forgiveness is a Gift We Give Ourselves, and facilitate an anger and forgiveness workshop that afternoon. Game changer. If you've never attended, put it on your calendar. It's a game-changing event. Throughout July, we are practicing the Unexpected Income Program, which you may have seen as you walked in today. We're using affirmative prayer to become a conscious match to unlimited potential and allow that potential to express through us. Join us in practicing prayer twice a day. The results might not be what you expect. Quick preview of some things coming up in August. Karen Ani will be teaching a class, How to Pray Without Talking to God. Thursday mornings, here in Friendship Hall every week, will be metaphysics over a cup of coffee or tea with Reverend Tony. And then Friday, August 4th, put on your dancing shoes and join us in the rear parking lot for our big summer dance and ice cream social. There's a lot more going on. For information on this and other upcoming events, please check out our website. Welcome to all of you that are joining us virtually. Our Facebook page, the bulletin, the insert out here, and our electronic weekly newsletters happening at Unity and Peak of the Week. So now, if you find this idea agreeable, please give yourself and others the gift of this sacred hour. Simply set an intention that for 1 hour you will be here and you will be now. Let's begin our service with prayer. By Reverend Kevin.
Please join me in prayer. Just invite you just to take a deep breath and just feel yourself settling in. Yeah, those sighs. Let's do that again. Just take that deep breath and become present as we consciously tap into God, Source, Life, whatever name you give it. We consciously tap into that now. And we also tap into a sense of gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation for the gift of life, the gift of this day, the gift of this spiritual community. We take in and visualize the abundant beauty of nature ever present, realizing that we are part of all of that and so much more. We affirm peace, peace within ourselves, and peace for every being on this planet. We visualize that moving forward, the idea of peace and plenty for all. And we bring our senior minister, Reverend Pat, into this circle of love and consciousness of appreciation. And we see him held in divine light of healing energy. We see his knee painless and moving free. We see him vibrant and alive, knowing that we are connected to each other. And for this and so much more, we land with a sense of gratitude and appreciation. We land standing in our vision, a vision of a world that is transformed through love, through peace, and through compassion. And so it is. I think this day deserves to be celebrated. Please stand as you choose for our opening song, Morning Has Broken.
To
today, we're singing it in a different key than we usually do. This is Cat Stevens' key today.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet from the roof, all sunlit from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, eating soft play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the
Amen. Yes. Welcome, Eric. Hi. Jordan's back there. Dave's back there. And Lori, of course, is on the piano. Yes. What an amazing day. Yeah? We may get some little rain. Can we pray for a little rain? Yeah, a little rain. Only at night? All right, well, we can do that, too. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. It's so good to feel your energy, to see your faces, to feel the energy of those coming in live stream. It's always a blessing. We know you're there. We feel you, and we say thank you. And it's so good to have all of you here. And because we are an open, inclusive, and welcoming community, we like to welcome those who are with us for the first time. So I'm going to ask our ushers to come down. And if you are a new first-time person here at Unity, could you just raise your hand? Come on. All right. We got one. We've got a welcoming new person here. Anybody else with the courage of raising our hands? No. Eric's
Second
been
time.
Here before. Yeah. He's been here before. Okay. Oh, okay. That rose is from our congregation, saying thank you, and so that they can, in fact, find you after the service and come over and let you know personally how much we appreciate you being here. The packet is got some information for us, for about us. There's a card in there, and there is also a way for those visiting for the first time on live stream to fill out your information, your contact information, and we will contact you. Somebody from staff will get in touch with you. If you'll leave us your contact information, we can do that. And then if anyone who would like to have, there is a visitor's packet out there if you need some more information about Unity. So we're glad you're here. Welcome. We are an open and inclusive and welcoming community. And as Reverend Kevin mentioned in his opening prayer, and as Michael mentioned in his announcements, our mission here is important for all of us. It's what drives us. All of our ministry teams come off of that mission. We come off of that mission. So today, what I would like for us to do is say that mission statement together. It's in the order of service. Let us say it from our heart, knowing this is ours to do and this is who we are as Unity Minneapolis. So together, let us say our mission statement. We are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. And so it is. And now the reading of our daily word. Karen?
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box, and after the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. And the word for today is reflection. We affirm, I reflect the brilliant light of God. God, the one presence and power in the universe, is expressing through all people, the natural world, and all other aspects of our life. If I ever doubt the presence of God, I need only behold the world around me. The light of God is being reflected in the kind words, the acts of people, in the beauty and the magnificence of nature, and in life's grand rhythms and minuscule movements. I too reflect the brilliance of God. My ideas, my dreams, and all that I do to make my mark on the world are just some of the ways the divine expresses uniquely as me. Living from my divinity, I bring more of God's light into the world. In Corinthians 3:18, and all of us, seeing the glory of God as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. The word for today is reflection.
God in you, namaste.
All is beautiful and all is well. Take a deep breath with me and then let go. And when we let go, what we know is that we release all of the anxieties and the worries and the doubts and the fears and the ego holding and rest in the moment. Rest in what we know as God. Let us take another deep breath. And as we release it, go even deeper into that knowing. And if thoughts come through, give them thanks, and let them go. For the silence, the stillness is not a place to be afraid of, for it is peace. It is a place of anchoring and the goodness and the compassion and the abundance and the joy that is God. The breath, the in and the out, the giving and the receiving. That breath, this moment, is how we individually manifest through our being, that goodness, that godness. So we take another deep breath. And feel the body relax, the mind still, and the heart open. And in that moment and in that awareness, I invite you to hear these words from Annie Dillard. At a certain moment, you say to the woods, to the sea, to the mountains, the world, now I am ready. Now I will stop and be wholly attentive. You empty yourself and wait, listening. And after a time, you hear it. There is nothing there. There is nothing but those things only, those created objects, discrete, growing or holding or swaying, being, being rained on or raining, flooding or ebbing, standing or spread. You feel the world's word as a tension, a hum, a single chorused note, everywhere the same. This is it. This hum is the silence. The silence is all there is. It is the Alpha and Omega. It is God's brooding over the face of the waters. It is the blended note of the 10,000 things, the whine of wings. You take a step in the right direction to pray to this silence and to address the prayer to the world. Distinctions blur. And we pray without ceasing as we step into the silence. At a certain point, you say to the woods, to the sea, to the mountains, to the world, now I am ready. Hold that knowing, this sense of peace, as we move now into music and the words of the lesson, Reverend Kevin.
Out of the ruins and rubble, out of the smoke, out of a night of struggle, can we see a ray of hope on pale thin ray? Reaching for the day, we can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. We may not reach the ending, but we can start. Slowly but truly mending, brick by brick, heart by heart. Now, maybe now, we start learning how. City, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels. We can build a city of men. Oh, when your trust is all but shattered, when your faith is all but killed, you can give up bitter and better, or you can slowly start to build. Beautiful city, yes we can, yes we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but finally a city of men. A city of
Eric, welcome back. Good to have you here. Congratulations on your recent musical release, as well as some great press you're getting. And in case you didn't know this, Eric, this year at Unity Minneapolis is all about dreams, and I think you're a great example of living authentically and bringing your dreams to life. So, yes. That song, A Beautiful City, first off, from those of you that may know, it's from Godspell. And that was my inspiration, or part of my inspiration this week as I prepared for this lesson. And I listened to that again and again, and also some other songs from Godspell. And it reminded me of my youth, so I got to revisit some of that. So if this is resonating, I'm dating myself, and so if this is resonating for you, you too are also dating yourself. So think about that metaphor in terms of beautiful city within this song. Sometimes when we're moving towards our dream, we're trying to bring our dreams to life, sometimes it's built out of ashes and rubble and ruin. Have you had those experiences before? I have. And sometimes those experiences that are challenges for us are required because they lay the foundation for what's to come. What's to come would have never have come had we not had those challenges and experiences. The month of July is all about prosperity here at Unity Minneapolis, and we are using a great book. It's called A Practical Guide to Prosperous Living. And this is written by a Unity minister by the name of J. Douglas Botoff. And I'm going to refer to him as I talk about this as Reverend Doug, just to be clear about that. His message in the book is really simple. He tells us to experience a prosperous, happy, fulfilling life, we must learn to be true to our full selves. Get that? Especially our spiritual selves. We also must be actively involved in pursuing the dreams of our heart. We don't just sit back and wait that stuff to occur. We actively move towards those desires of our heart. And this stuff is easy to talk about, a little more challenging to do. Reverend Pat launched this series by talking about the difference between expectations and wants. And he talked about how our wants are almost coming from this place of lack, where expectations about this sense, this deep knowing, this is a real thing, this is coming forward. Another word for expectation is faith, is faith. He also reminded us of that master formula for manifestation, C plus B equals A. Were you listening? C is, three of you were, conceive. Plus, conceive is about envisioning it, bringing in your mind first and foremost. I believe everything in our life is created twice, first once in the mind and then in reality in form. So we need to conceive whatever it is we're trying to bring forward. Then we believe, and believe is all about that sense of faith, that energy, that expectation. This is going to happen. When C plus B is in play, then we can achieve. Then we can achieve. Last week, Reverend Tony talked about the need to release and let go of those certain things that no longer serve us, those things that get in their way of having that prosperous life. When we are indeed tuned into our soul essence, our soul purpose, it becomes clearer and clearer to us along the way, those things that we need to release, be they thoughts or feelings or relationships. We get clear about what needs to go in order to make room to grow our dreams. And sometimes, folks, and this is hard to do, sometimes we need to let go of the good to make room for the great. Sometimes it's hard to let go of that good. It's against my contract to talk about prosperity without citing one of my favorite, no, she is my favorite prosperity teachers, Edwin Gaines. And while we all have our own individual, unique definition of what prosperity means to us, one person at a time, I do want to share her definition to ground us in what we're talking about her about here. She describes a prosperous life or prosperity as a vitally alive physical body to provide a comfortable worldly home for the spiritual beings that we are. Relationships that are satisfying, nurturing, honest, and work all the time. Work we love so much, it's not work, it's play. And all the money we can spend. I'm not sure about you, but I can get my head and heart around that definition of prosperity. One of Edwin's four spiritual laws for prosperity is all about forgiveness. All about forgiveness. And we're going to talk about forgiveness in a couple weeks, but I think it's such an important topic that I want to presence it here now. I think that forgiveness is absolutely essential in order for us to have a prosperous life. I believe that any sense, any inkling of unforgiveness gets in the way of the flow of our good, our happiness, our joy. And this includes, folks, this includes forgiving ourselves. Sometimes we are the most difficult person to forgive. Today's topic is all about visualization, just in case you haven't picked that up in terms of some of the cues here. To be clear, we teach a variety of practical tools that help us to live more prosperous lives. You know these include things like prayer, meditation, affirmations, denials, visualization types of meditations and methods, all of that. Though when it comes to visualization, and in some circles, and maybe this is something that you've experienced or are still in the midst of, but sometimes this idea of manifestation through visualization sometimes could be considered woo-woo. You like that term, woo-woo? And so, though, what I want to be absolutely crystal clear about is this idea that visualization and manifestation is based in spiritual law. It is based in spiritual law. And it's directly aligned to our third unity principle. Have you ever heard this idea that thoughts are creative? Okay, you're in the right spot. Keep in mind that God, the universe, life, whatever you want to call it, loves to create, loves the creative process, is all about creating and bringing forth ideas into manifestation. We are always creating through our thoughts, our words, our feelings, our actions. In her book, Ellen Davenport, The Five Principles, she tells us that far beyond inventions and art, we are creators of life as we know it. All of this we are experiencing right now, we collectively and individually have created this moment right now and now and now. She tells us our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs have the power to create our reality. And while I think of it co-creating with God, the law also works for those who have no concept of God. So this is in play whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, it is in play. It is universal spiritual law. Regarding manifestation, the idea of our innate creative power has become more widespread recently, although it is ancient wisdom. The Buddha said 2,500 years ago, all that we are is the result of what we think. While the creative power of our thoughts has been called many different things, as well as misunderstood and misapplied, it works. It is a spiritual principle that governs our life. We are creating with every thought, with every feeling. And what's interesting is that quantum science and brain science is now helping us to grasp intellectually what the mystics and spiritual seekers have practiced and known for millenniums. We know through science that the observer impacts or can impact what is being observed. Through brain science, we are more and more realizing the power of our imagination. For example, sports psychologists have been improving performance of athletes for decades through the power of imagination. And what literally is going on when we are imagining a better state, an improved state, an ideal state, what we are doing within our brain function is we are making connections. We are making neural pathways. We're creating those neural pathways that increase the likelihood that that ideal state, that behavior, whatever it might be, is going to come into manifestation. Science is also telling us, brain science, that we cannot tell between our internal state experience mentally, we cannot distinguish between what is real as an event versus what is imagined. Again, all of this goes back to that master formula around manifestation. C plus, you're getting better, equals A. So, imagination, or the ability to image, is part of that visualization process. And according to our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, for our guests, imagination is one of our 12 powers or one of our 12 spiritual gifts. The ability to image and to imagine to create a life of our dreams is our birthright. Fillmore defines imagination as the faculty of mind that images and forms, the power to shape and form thought. Through this faculty, the formless takes form. With our imagination, we lay hold of ideas and we clothe them in substance. What we picture or image in mind will eventually appear in the external. Reverend Doug, in his book, he has a chapter on imagination, and he discusses this as, and he defines it as creative visualization techniques. And they include things like vision boards, envisioning sessions, things along those lines. And he also readily admits in the book that he is not a believer of vision boards. Not his thing. He's very clear about that. And yet he validates them as a legitimate tool for those that appreciate, enjoy those things. He encourages us to find opportunities to envision, whether it be a board, a meditation, whatever it might be, find some things that work for each one of us individually. By the way, did you know that we offer a weekly personal visioning meditation each and every Sunday evening? Thank you, Anne. Regarding imagination, Reverend Doug tells us that in simple terms, the technique of creative visualization is a consciously directed use of the imagination to attain a thing, condition, or quality of life that we desire. The idea is that if you hold a clear picture in your mind of what you want to experience in your life, that picture will manifest itself in time. For me, one really clear example of manifestation visualization dates back over 20 years ago. And I was in grad school, finishing up my doctorate, and I was working on finishing my dissertation. And this was a very lonely, isolating type of experience. It was summertime, because I remember working in a hot house and just being alone. And what I would do to literally get through this experience, I would envision me walking up and getting the diploma. I would feel what it would be like to have that robe on, that hat on, and I would sing in my head and eventually out loud the song, the music, Pomp and Circumstances. Imagining me walking around my house humming. So you get the picture, though. But that was what I did to get me through, and I had that vision, and it came to fruition. This is important. Reverend Doug also suggests that imagination is probably one of the most misunderstood misused, and yet most powerful influential faculties that we possess. He says we often apply visualization to the attainment of material things. We often apply visualization to the attainment of material things. Now hear me loud and clear. There is nothing wrong with attaining physical and material types of things. That good is great. That said, Reverend Doug is very clear that the creative visualization at its highest purpose is about revealing what is already there. It's about revealing what is already within, not about adding something that is missing. Hear that? It's about revealing and exposing what is already there within our spiritual essence. It's not an additive process. Check this quote out. Personal joke. From Doug. As I've indicated throughout this book, the person you want to become is not a product of your imagination. You want to realign with your soul that is already fully developed. The first and highest function of the imagination is to serve as a kind of aperture, an intuitive portal through which your spiritual identity emerges into your consciousness. This is powerful. As this emergence of your soul occurs, the imagination literally becomes flush with new possibilities and new ways of seeing and experiencing life. To be clear, this idea of imagination is not about attaining something that's missing or adding unto us. It's about releasing, revealing, uncovering what is there at our soul essence. From time to time, I like to do a little show and tell. And as I was preparing for this, this came up for me. And what you see here, and you probably can't see it so well, but this is a vision board that I created 8 or 9 years ago. And I created this at Unity Village when I was there on a retreat a long time ago. Now, keep in mind, this was before I was in seminary. It was before a whole lot of things that have transpired since then. And I'm just going to point out a few things in here, and then I'll speak to them just a little bit. You can kind of see unity is right at the top here. There's this idea of learning and transformation. You also see home on there a couple of times, and you're also seeing some images of that ideal partner for me. And so just to be really clear about some of this, what has happened since, and let me be transparent about this. Sometimes this has sat on my kitchen counter. Sometimes it's been on the wall in my closet. Sometimes it's been in a drawer for a long time. So it's not something that's in my face every single moment, but it's something that I have brought out from time to time and used. There's another word here that I have highlighted as well, vulnerable. And so on my journey this last 8 or 9 years, ever since this was created, some things that have happened is I went to seminary. I became ordained as a minister. I've been focused on practicing being more authentic and more vulnerable. So those are some things there. Home. Home as a concept has always been so important to me, creating an aesthetic, a place where I feel safe, comfort, a place of beauty, and all of that. And then something that's been important to me for many years is this idea of sharing my life with a partner. As I was reflecting on this, I had this realization. Actually, it was last night. And I realized that I have been over-indexing on the home front, and I have been under-indexing on the partner front. Let me be clear about this. And this was a true realization. So fact is, home's always been important to me in terms of my own personal space. And at this point in time, I have 3 homes. And this is just a matter of fact, and it's not about whatever arrogance, but I have my primary home, which I love, and it's a place of beauty and comfort, and I love that place for sure. I also have a vacation home on Cape Cod, which creates a revenue stream for me when I'm not using it. I also have a 3rd home, which is an investment property that's going on the market in a month. So I've done well in terms of that score of 3 in terms of homes. Partner, at this point in time, 0. So my insight to myself is this over-index in one direction and under-indexing in another. So Take that as you will. Another. We have the power to create. So another caveat I want to presence here, besides that forgiveness stuff that I talked about earlier that I think is so important, I also believe that we need to focus on doing the healing work that is often buried within our subconscious. And I'm really serious about this. Let me give you a scenario. Let's just say someone has a sincere, deep desire to have a partner or a spouse. And so consciously, they employ all sorts of tools in terms of visioning and affirmations, denials, journaling, whatever it might be. They're really working it, working all those principles based in spiritual law. We're doing it like crazy. And yet, here's my question for you to consider. If there is any sense of unworthiness or perhaps fear of intimacy, what's the likelihood that that perfect partner is going to manifest? I'm asking for a friend. So folks, here's the bottom line. I firmly believe that stuff that's within us, in our consciousness, oftentimes our subconsciousness, it can hijack our conscious intent. I call this that under the hood work, that healing, whether it be trauma or hurt or disappointment, whatever it might be, that is required work to move truly into that life of prosperity. Because we can affirm like crazy, we can pray like crazy, and if we still haven't done that work that's kind of there, it's going to be blocking. It's going to be blocking. In my research, I came across an author, Goddard Neville, and his New Thought author and mystic, who made his transition in 1972 at 67. In his book, Feeling is the Secret, it was written in 1944, he discusses the importance of bringing our feelings along with our thoughts and mental pictures of what we desire. He says that by deliberately bringing our feelings into this process, we amp up the creative process. He tells us to, he warns us in some ways, use your divine right wisely. Use your divine right wisely. Through your ability to think and feel, you have dominion over all creation. Specifically from the chapter titled Spirit Feeling, he says, when trying to manifest any condition, he says, get into the spirit of the state desired by assuming the feeling that would be yours were you already the one you wanted to be. Get into that feeling state is what he's advising. As you capture the feeling of the state sought, you are relieved of all effort to make it so, for it is already so. Keep in mind, we can't distinguish in our brains, in our minds, what's real and what's imagined. Builds a platform here. He says, there is a definite feeling associated with every idea in one's mind. So for every idea, there is an associated feeling or two. And when we capture the feeling associated with that realized wish by assuming the feeling that would be yours where you're already in possession of the thing you desire, your wish will objectify itself eventually. So it's taking our thoughts, our images, our visual mental models, images, and our feelings to help amp up the manifestation process. Is this making sense? So I think about us as always about practical spirituality. And so I thought we could talk all lesson about visioning and a vision sort of tool or technique or whatever. But I'm going to suggest, if you're willing, this is a choice point, I've got an abbreviated experience that I pulled from Doug's book. Would you like to do a little quick visualization? Half of you can leave. teasing you. So if you're willing, and again, I want to be clear about this is an abbreviated version. It's an abbreviated version. He says in reality we could be working with this stuff for weeks and journaling for days and things like that. And so I'm just going to do a quick process with you. So if you're willing, just get yourself comfortable. Just take a deep breath, settle in. If you're willing, if you're desiring, just close your eyes. Recall our time just a bit ago when we were in meditation with Reverend Tony. feeling that sense of groundedness, that sense of safety, that sense of stillness. Bring yourself back to those feelings. Pause and be wholly attentive to right now. Bring yourself back to that hum of the silence. Focusing inward and allow whatever distractions there are to simply fall away. For a brief while, I invite you to consider and articulate for yourself the feelings you would have if you were now expressing yourself as the person you know you can become. What would that feel like? What would those feelings be? How do they feel? Do you feel a sense of satisfaction and contentment? A sense of ease? A sense of authenticity? Focus on and deeply feel whatever feelings come up for you. Take a few moments and simply rest. Rest in these feelings. Next, I invite you to consider and to articulate for yourself the feelings you would have for your life if it were now, right now, the life of your dreams. What are those feelings? Get in touch with how all that would feel for you. What is coming up for you? Do you feel a deep sense of joy and satisfaction? Is it a sense of safety and deep connection? Do you feel a sense of clarity and purpose? Whatever is there for you, allow those feelings to come up. And most importantly, have those be felt in the present moment. Take a few moments and simply imagine yourself swimming in a vast sea of these feelings. Give yourself full permission to experience and luxuriate in these feelings. Delight for a while in how this feels and allow yourself to just be for a while. I invite you to return to this time and place, yet bringing with you a crystal clear sense of the feelings that are tied to being the best version of yourself, those feelings that are tied to having the life of your dreams right now. And this week, your assignment, if you so choose, continue this process, taking some more time in terms of reflecting on those questions, and most importantly, feeling those feelings that are tied with this. And so it is.
closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight. Colors faded into darkness, I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dimming, and the dream is too. The world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will do. Of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight. Colors faded into darkness, I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dimming, and the dream is too. The world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will do. Any dream will do. Any dream will.
Excellent music selections today. Excellent performances today. Two of my favorites, Beautiful City, and Any Dream Will Do. Thank you, guys. Awesome. We blessed. I say it every time I'm up here. We are blessed. Are we not? Yes. Welcome to you guys again, live stream, and you are blessed as well because you're part of us, and we're glad to have you with us. It's time for us now to demonstrate that blessing, that return, that giving and receiving, that coming to this point of honoring what it is Unity Minneapolis means to all of us and what it is that we are in this community for ourselves and for the community around us. It's the time to give gift to Unity Minneapolis. There are multiple ways to do that. For those of you live streaming, there's online giving at the website. There's a QR code. There's a QR code here if you need it in the card in front of you. There are envelopes. There's consistent giving, which is my favorite and my way of doing it. There's also a check in the mail. There's also cash. There are all kinds of ways to bring that back, open up and bring it back. So I'm going to ask our ushers if they will come down. And as they do, I ask you to prepare yourself for the giving. If it's a physical gift you have with you, hold it in your hand. If it's in any other form, I would ask us to use our faculty of imaging and seeing it in our hands, knowing that it is real in that way. And as we do so, we bless it. We bless the power of that gift and the gifts that we give together. This is for the month of July. We are using a different offertory blessing, and that is in your order of service. This comes from Reverend Doug, and it is one of his blessings. So I would ask you to hold that gift, see it, feel the energy, and say with me our offertory blessing. I lovingly release my gift in gratitude and in peace. Thank you, God, for making me a channel of your abundance. And so it is.
In this world, there's a whole lot of trouble. In this world, there's a whole lot of pain. In this world, there's a whole lot of trouble, but a whole lot of ground to gain. Why take when you could be given? Why watch the world go by? It's a hard enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly? Hey, in this world, there's a whole lot of sorrow. In this world, there's a whole lot of pain. In this world, there's a whole lot of sorrow, whole lot of ground to gain. When you spend your whole life wishing, wanting, and wondering why, it's a long enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly?
We take a moment, we just take a moment and breathe in that sense of gratitude, recognizing that cycle, that law of giving and receiving. And we bless and energize these gifts, and we send them forth. We send them forth to deliver on our mission of a transformed world. We bless them knowing that what we bless on, what we energize, what we focus on increases. And we see this moving forward out into circulation, impacting our world. And so it is. Amen. I'm going to invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They hold sacred space before we arrive. They're here to pray with you if you so choose. It will be a blessing to you and a blessing to them as well. Whatever they hear will be held in the strictest of confidence. If you are streaming with us and you wish prayer, you are welcome to call Silent Unity or call our church office, and someone would be happy to pray with you as well. Do we have children? Let's bring them in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light.
everyone. Thanks for sharing your young people with us. We're so, so grateful. I had a blast in the nursery today, and so that's why I'm a little out of breath. Our YES are looking at the five principles and had some fabulous mindfulness games that they can tell you about. And then our Uniteens went out on a foray to the Theodore Worth Beach as part of their service project, and they went and did a cleanup out there. So you'll have to ask them all about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Cassidy. Let's appreciate our adult volunteers. Let's do our prayer for protection and then our peace song. In terms of our prayer for protection and our peace song, think about them as truly a prayer. Prayer blessing our world, ourselves and each other, and most importantly, this broader world. So, the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. A million dead in streets, and every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse of how the others might see the faker. Much too fast to take the test. Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes. Ch-ch-changes. Don't wanna be a rich man. Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes. Ch-ch-changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm and pertinent sand. Saw the days flow through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change the world are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Ch-ch-changes.
to grow up and out of it. Changes. What's your shame when you left it next to me? Time may change me, but you can't trace time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Our changes are taking the pace I'm going through. Changes. Oh, look how you're rocking rollers. Changes. Pretty soon now you're gonna get older. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. I said time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Today, all right.